This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Hare.
Hello, great to be with you again.
And I want to tell you, this is kind of the part of the program where we're always going to tell you a little bit about what's going on in Catholic Radio. And I want to tell you about two things, really. We have a Share-a-thon coming up on March, I think it's 3rd and 4th, whatever that Tuesday and Wednesday is there. And we need some volunteers to answer the phones. If you can help us out with that, it's easy, it's fun. Only takes a couple of hours, really. We don't do it all day long. We go from 6:30 in the morning till 8 o'clock, so only an hour and a half there. And in the afternoon, we go from 3:30 until 6 o'clock, so 2.5 hours there. And you don't even have to sign up for a full shift, necessarily. If you can help us out for an hour or two in there, please give us a call here at the station. I'm going to give you a number here in just a second. You can give us a call, or you can go on our website, catholicradioindy.org, and way up at the top, there's a little button that says support, and when you click on that, volunteer is one of the little sub-items that come up there, and you can just put your name and contact information in there, and we'll get back with you and work on a time that's convenient for you. And also, we're going to be setting up a kind of a volunteer corps. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. We've never gotten it done. But rather than wait until, like we just did, wait till the Share-a-thon is a few weeks away and then go begging for volunteers, that works, but not well. What we'd like to do is to create a corps of volunteers, of people who say, yeah, I'll help you out whenever I can. And maybe we just have a list of these people, their contact information, what sort of things they might be able to do. We'll just put them in like a little database, and from time to time, when we need them, we'll just contact them and say, hey, you know, you indicated you could do data entry. We've got a little project here. Can you help us out with that? Or because we can use all kinds of help, things like sometimes it is data entry. Sometimes it might be some minor engineering thing, might be voice work on the air, might be help out at different events we go to, lots of different things like that. We might even be speaking, talking to a group about Catholic Radio, all kinds of different things. But we want to set up like a database there and have like a little community. And maybe once a month, we'll just send out a little newsletter saying, hey, you know, here's what we are needing volunteers for this month. And we're not going to be contacting people all the time. We won't do that. But it's always frustrating. We have people call us randomly throughout the year and say, boy, if you ever need anything, call me. And then if we don't call them, they think, well, I guess they didn't want me.
Yeah.
And that's not true. That's not true. We just, it's like any other organization. When we need volunteers, we really need volunteers.
All right.
But sometimes we kind of coast along for a while without a project coming up. So if you'd like to get more information on that, call us 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. Or as I said, you can go online for that as well. Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, CatholicRadioIndy.org. Way up at the top of the page, there's a little button that says support. If you push that, the first item in there is volunteer, and gives you a chance to put in your name, your email, phone number, and a couple of little things you can check of things you might be able to help us with. So we want to get that going, and we'd like to get a, you know, kind of a little core built there of good people that we can depend on, and we'd love to have you in that. So if you would, call us or go online.
Yeah, and the other thing I was thinking about is that when you do volunteer in the office, especially if it's like for a Share-a-thon, there's really good food here. I have to admit that there we do have really good food, and that's a perfect segue for what we're going to talk about today, because we're actually going to be talking about a noble cause that St. Vincent de Paul Society is launching called Noble Cause. And here to tell us about this topic, we have Calissa Harvey and Claire Scales of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now there the St. Vincent de Paul that you work at is in Noblesville?
Correct.
Okay, so give the location. We were talking before we got started here about you have a food pantry there, but you do many other things. So maybe let's start with the location that you're at, and then tell us what St. Vincent de Paul Society is and the food pantry.
We are located at 1391 Greenfield Avenue in Noblesville.
Okay, is that like downtown or is it kind of outside Noblesville a little bit?
It's in between Highway 37 and 10th Street and or Allisonville Road, so it would be more towards the south end of town.
Okay, that's good.
The Society of St. Vincent de Paul in general is an international charity. Catholic Church organized it in the early 1800s, so you'll find St. Vincent de Paul societies all over the world.
Yeah, and people know that name. I mean, that's a very common name, but I'm not 100% sure what all they do, so you're going to tell us, right?
I would love to. In Indiana, they're all over Indiana, but each one looks differently dependent upon what the needs and resources are in the community. In Noblesville, ours offers a food pantry. We also offer financial assistance, and we also provide what we call in-kind giving, which means if a family comes to us, there was a house fire, or there were bed bugs, or there was a divorce, and so now they are without beds and furniture and household items. If that need is found to be legitimate, then they are allowed to go through our store and choose those things at no cost so that they can rebuild their home again.
So now, tell us a little bit. I want to know a little bit about each of you, maybe your parish, and maybe what roles you do at the St. Vincent de Paul Society at Noble Cause. Go ahead, Carissa. Calissa. I got it right the second time. Calissa.
My role with St. Vincent de Paul is volunteer.
Okay.
I serve as a volunteer coordinator, which means I'm always searching for more people to help.
So you could relate to Jim's pitch at the beginning then, right?
I then herd the cats so that I can get all the slots filled for the day. I help at the assistance desk. I help in the pantry. I help in the store. I like to do a lot of things. It keeps me interested and involved.
Claire, what about you?
I work on the store side of the operation.
Okay. Big is the store? I mean, can you describe it for us? Because I'm not familiar with it. I haven't been up there.
This is a resale store.
Okay.
We have about 5,000 square feet.
Oh, that's big.
It's not big enough.
Really?
We have wonderful, all of our, it works on a great business plan. Donors bought the building for us that houses the food pantry and the store. All of the inventory is donated by goodwill people who are willing to share their like new things. And all of our staff are volunteers. So that means that all of our proceeds can go to the food pantry to feed the needy. So I work with the clothing, the accessories mostly. I take those bags from the car many times. I go through the bags. I figure out what's great and what we're going to be able to sell to turn it into food money.
Now, other than food and donations, what sort of physical items do you take there or do you want there?
That's a good question.
We take like new or gently used furniture, appliances, household items, clothing, accessories, toys, books.
We would also love to have your used car that you want to get rid of.
We'll take your car.
So let's talk a little bit about the new name, Noble Cause. Why the name change or why the name addition? Talk a little bit about what you're trying to do with this.
As Calissa said, St. Vincent de Paul has been around since the 1800s. In the area of Hamilton County, the Our Lady of Grace Conference of St. Vincent de Paul has been around for more than 30 years doing work in the community, and it has grown to serve all of Hamilton County. We have the store, we have the food pantry, but we don't have a name.
Okay.
We know who we are.
You're that little house on the south side of the road.
We're that little building over there, and we recently discovered because the need is actually increasing. We have more and more people that need help, which is amazing in Hamilton County, but it's true. And we're scrambling for enough space, enough food, so we're outgrowing everything, and in order to get any bigger or have more hours to be open to raise money, we need more volunteers, we need people to know who we are, but we don't have a name. So it became imperative that we identify ourselves and what we do. And therefore, we came up with Noble Cause, which is exactly what we are and what we do. We are the spirit of St. Vincent de Paul is what's behind it, and many of our volunteers come from that, but our volunteers actually come from all over and every background. And so we are launching this new name so we'll be more visible in the community and hopefully be able to attract volunteers, funding, and more space.
Are you going to have a sign? Are you working on that right now?
We're working on that sign.
Now, you are going to be having, though, some kind of a open house or some kind of a reopening. When is that? Talk about that. It's coming up here real soon.
On February 22nd, we will have a grand reopening, a rededication of our mission to serve the needy and the campus on which we do that. And that event will be at our center at 1391 Greenfield Avenue. We'll be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. that day. Normally on Saturdays, we're open from 9 to noon in the store. And we will have, the mayor will come. Chris Jensen is the new mayor of Noblesville. He's going to graciously come and cut a ribbon again.
How nice.
As we rededicate ourselves to our mission.
Photo op.
And we'll have food and drink and lots of fun and wonderful, exciting things in the store for people to come and buy to raise money to put food in the food pantry.
So what is your webpage, just before we finish up this first half of the show, if people want to learn more about it, do you have a webpage that you can offer?
We do. The webpage is now, this is a new one because it incorporates the name Noble Cause. It is svdpnoblecause.com. The SVDP is St. Vincent de Paul. And when people have a hard time understanding me over the radio or over the phone, what are those letters? Think of such a very delightful place. It's SVDP, Noble Cause, svdpnoblecause.com.
Were you a teacher in your former life?
Oh.
Is that a yes or no?
No, I was not a teacher. I was a public relations.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, there you go. That's almost the same, isn't it? You know, you got to remember those in acronyms. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about a noble cause in Noblesville.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley is in the studio with me, and our guests are Calissa Harvey and Claire Scales. They are from the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and we're talking about kind of a relaunch of a kind of a new brand called Noble Cause here in Noblesville. And well, let's talk about the need. Why has the need for, I guess, those in need grown, and why has that happened, and what exactly is the need?
From what we have seen and experienced, first of all, Hamilton County is, I believe, the second wealthiest county in the state. So
I've heard it's the second highest per capita income in the United States.
Really?
But behind Orange County. Hmm. So people would not think that there was poverty, and that's a real misconception.
It has been a very well-kept secret. The people that we are serving every day are the people that are serving us mm-hmm. every day. Mm-hmm. So they are taking our order and fixing our food and washing our dishes. They're cleaning our homes. They're doing the landscaping, the seasonal jobs. They're doing the child care. And as we know, those are not high-paying, well-paying jobs. I heard recently it takes 2.5 minimum wage jobs for one individual to pay the rent. Mm. And so we have a family of 4 or 6, mom and dad need help somewhere, and so we are there. Because the need, as Hamilton County grows, people are moving to Hamilton County to find work, mm-hmm. but the work they're finding are the low-paying service jobs. We have seen that increase and that need increase in our pantry, and we need help meeting the need.
So the two, and correct me if I'm wrong from what I'm hearing, the two main services that you provide at the Noble Cause location is a food pantry, which is funded in part by what you sell in the store. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So can anybody come? So tell me how the store works.
The store is open to the public.
Okay.
The store is what one would consider a pretty high-end resale store.
Okay.
Good brands, like new merchandise, very often new with tags merchandise, which is open to the public 6 days a week. All the money that we take in there goes to put food on the shelves of the food pantry.
Okay.
Simple operation.
Okay, I was under the impression, I was wrong. I thought the store was only for people that needed. Oh, so it is part of how you make money to make the program work.
That's correct.
Oh, okay. Because recently you had a very pretty, I think it was brown recliner there that I personally know about because we bought it.
Oh.
Brand new, mm-hmm. and got it home, and you know that is not what we wanted. So we went out and bought another recliner, and that recliner, I doubt if it's still there because it was a pretty nice recliner. But I thought you gave those away, but actually, probably somebody bought that and that helped buy some more food.
It happens both ways.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
Yes, you can. It is open to the public, and the public comes in to find treasures, to find clothes for their grandkids who are outgrowing them, or their kids. Wonderful things, but as we talked about earlier, one of our services in the food pantry assistance side is if someone needs clothing for their children, or they need furniture, or they need an appliance that goes through the township trustee, and we get a referral from them, we meet with that person, and we take them into the store, and they get the clothing off the racks that we have. Wow. They get our stuff free.
Mm-hmm. So that's really great, because not only now, Jim, you and I have a new shopping venue, and everybody listening can come go there and shop, but then we're also supporting those people who are not able to shop there, but can, in quotes, air quotes here, shop to fulfill the needs that they have.
That's right. Nope. And I had a volunteer, it was actually a volunteer of ours, who was in the store and said to me, I just feel, you know, this is a wonderful new shirt and your prices are so low. Our prices are amazingly low.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but I can really, you know, I can afford to pay more for my shirts. I feel guilty buying it here. I did tell him I would be happy to take care of that guilt. He could pay more at the register if he wanted.
Or you can shop and then make a donation.
That's
right there at the register, right?
You don't have to feel guilty. Yeah, we'll take whatever.
Now, we're talking about some rather large items at the store. Someone has a recliner or sofa. How did they get it to the store?
We have a pickup service.
So that's nice.
If they call the store, if they live within Hamilton County, we'll ask them to describe what they have to offer, and we choose not to take items from homes of smokers and dog hair and cat hair. So we do ask a few questions, sure. and we end up getting very nice furniture, appliances, other household items, and we'll. So if they call and share that with us, we'll put them on our driver schedule.
And do you have a kind of a waiting list or a wish list too? Do you have people that say, "Gee, if you ever get a washer, I could really use it"?
Oh yes. We can't hold items, so we just encourage them to come into the store regularly, and most often we will be able to meet their needs.
So for there's a lot of opportunities here. If you're listening and you want to volunteer or you have things to donate, what's the best way to do that?
Just drive up to our building during our business hours. Come to the back of the building, the door that says drop off, and ring the doorbell, and we'll come and help unload your car.
Okay. And then is there, in terms of volunteering, now tell us some of the jobs that are types of volunteer jobs that people could do if, you know, if they're listening, you think, oh, yeah, I want to volunteer up there. I don't live too far away, or I do, and I don't care. I'll volunteer.
None of the jobs are rocket science.
Okay.
The main, one of the big jobs is people to man the back door to bring in those donations and put them in their proper locations. We need people to sort through the clothing and sort through the household items, put price tags on them. We always need more sales floor assistants to help customers on the floor, organize the floor. Need volunteers to work at the assistance desk so that as the clients come in, they have somebody they can go to get them checked in. Always need food pantry escorts. We let our shoppers, our clients, go through our pantry and make their own choices. We escort them through and help them count their points. There are allotted points based on family size. So we always need food pantry escorts, and we need people willing to wash dirty wine glasses, clean up a microwave. There's always something to do.
So now, what are the general hours for volunteering? Or generally?
A typical shift would be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
But on Wednesdays, our store is open until 5:30. So, and then we're open again Wednesday night, 6:30 till 8. And we're open Saturday mornings. Our customers would love for our store to be open longer so that when they get off work, they can have a place to go. Mm-hmm. So we would truly love to extend our store hours to 5 or 5:30. But to do that, we need
more volunteers, right?
Yes.
Now, the food items are that you give away, they're not for sale to the general public.
Correct.
Just the merchandise. And what kind of food can people typically expect? Is there produce or canned goods, or what is there?
We are very proud of our food pantry. When they first walk in, there will be a freezer that has bags of chicken breast, small pork roasts, cartons of eggs, butter, cheese. As they move down the aisle, there will be frozen fruits and vegetables, laundry detergent, dish soap, oatmeal, cereals. It is like a small grocery store. Mm-hmm.
And where do you get all of those items?
We purchase about a third of it. Another third will be given to us from food banks, and another third will come from donations of churches, businesses. And as I said, in 2019, we gave away just under $1 million in food.
Wow.
And that's just the food side,
it's
right?
It's just the food, and we now need to go out to the public and say, come help us do this.
So what's the best way for people to volunteer? Do you want them to call? Do you want them to go to, like, the webpage and volunteer there? Tell us how to do that.
If they go to our website.
Go ahead and give it.
www.svdpcause.com.
So they go there, and then
they'll scroll down to how do I volunteer, and they'll click on that, and there will be a form to fill out. I will retrieve that form and I will email them and or call them to set up a tour so that you can walk around and get oriented to our building and our jobs, and we can get you set up in the area that you think you would be happiest in.
What kind of a time commitment would you be looking for a volunteer?
Really common question. They come in frightened that we're going to have high expectations. We'll take whatever time they can give us. The typical volunteer comes once a week, the same day every week for a shift. Mm-hmm. We have several volunteers who come multiple times a week. But I tell them, you're allowed to get the flu, you're allowed to be with your grandchildren, you're allowed to go to your Florida home during the winter, but when you're near us, please come spend some time with us. So there's no stringent rules about how many hours they have to give us.
So we only have a couple minutes left. What's it been like for both of you to be a part of this ministry? I'm sure it's been really impactful.
I can say that I came in thinking I'm going to be helping people in need, and I hope I have been. What I have learned is how much they're helping me. As I listen to their stories and watch how they deal with some of the issues in their life, I am touched and strengthened, and I have a lot of respect. And that, I was not expecting that from my volunteering, but that's what has happened.
Claire, what about you?
Well, I think I was one of those people who knew there was need, but didn't see it. This is a very humbling experience. I think we all say it is out there, it's a problem. Somebody needs to do something. And then one day I woke up and I realized I was somebody.
Maybe that's me, right? So if people in the audience are thinking about volunteering, could you give the webpage one more time?
Sure. SVDP Noble Cause, that's all together, .com.
And for the bargain shopper who thinks maybe there's a place I haven't been yet, where is the store located again?
1391 Greenfield Avenue in Noblesville.
Okay. Calissa Harvey and Claire Scales, thanks so much for being our guests today talking about Noble Cause. And we're all going to get out there and shop and volunteer.
Very much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.